Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Little kids do not like to be around grunchy, grouchy. That's a combination of grumpy and grouchy. It'd make you grungy too, yeah. Little kids don't enjoy being around somebody that acts all scary and all sad and all depressed. They want to get away from that and go somewhere and have fun. Right? But the little kids were drawn to Jesus like a magnet. Weren't they?
Yes, they were.
They loved to be around Him. Why? Because He is joy personified.
Glory.
Because that's who God is. This darkness, this heaviness, this depression, it's not God. It's not being spiritual. I've seen people supposed to be praying. Close up, shut up, and for days. And when they come out, there's a cloud of depression on them. That's not prayer.
Amen.
That's not prayer. That's wallowing in wrong things that the enemy brought to your mind.
Amen.
If you got faith, you're going to have some joy.
Yes.
You're going to have some peace.
Yes.
You're going to have some strength about you.
Yes.
There's going to be some life about you.
Yes.
Amen. Now, if you hadn't been there, don't despair.
Mm-hmm.
You can come up.
Yes.
You can come out. It's a choice.
Yes.
I said, it's a choice.
Amen.
Say it out loud. Don't mourn.
Don't mourn.
Don't cry.
Don't be sad.
Don't be sorry.
Sorry.
The joy of the Lord
is
my strength. Hallelujah. It's not something you have to work up. It's not something you have to beg God to give you. You just have to make a choice to quit thinking about all this other stuff.
Yes.
Quit talking about it. Quit yielding to it. And look unto Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you're really seeing Him,
yes,
it's going to put some joy in you. It's going to put some peace in you.
Yes.
It's going to put some strength in you.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God,
glory to God,
glory to God. Have you heard Brother Jesse Duplantis talk about his heaven experience that he had?
Yeah.
One of the things that he talked about that just really stood out to me, and I'll share it with you and hope I get it right. I think it's pretty accurate. Maybe you can listen to him account it sometime, see more detail. But he said he saw Paul. Paul, the one we're reading his writings about. He saw Paul and some others, but we won't talk about Paul. And he said he was so elated. He said he told Paul, he said, I preach everything you said. I preach all your stuff. He said, you know Jesse. I mean, he said Paul was so pleased with it and talked to him. And here's an interesting thing. Paul said, one of the most amazing things to me, Jesse, he said, is when I was writing this, you know, I mean, I'm paraphrasing now. He knew the Lord was using him, but I'm quoting, I believe, directly now. He said that God made my words His words. See, I mean, this is just me talking now. I'm sure he was aware God was anointing him and directing him, but he wasn't aware, apparently, that he's writing half the New Testament. And that sounds right, because that's how God leads you. He just leads you by faith. He's not going to tell you everything that He's doing. And then he said, before Jesse left, he said, Jesse, I want you to tell folks this. And he quotes this scripture. that you and I just read in 2 Corinthians 4:17. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. He said, Jesse, tell people, they've made it a lifetime of affliction. He said, tell them, take it back to a moment. I think that's very significant. Many are, they're way too serious. And they're joyless. And they think that's all right. They think they're spiritual. But it's just not true. When you're spiritual, even if it's something significant, you count it light and momentary, and you don't let it get your joy. He said, tell them they've made affliction a lifetime of affliction. He said, take it back to a moment. A moment. So many things in people's lives that should have been a moment has become their life. They won't let it go. They won't turn loose of it. They won't quit thinking about it. They won't quit talking about it. It should have just been a moment. Something had happened. Something, it's over.
Amen.
But they relive it every day. When it's not happening, it's over long ago, but not in their mind. Look with me. Again, in Genesis. 19th chapter. When God was delivering Lot and his family, he supernaturally moved because of his covenant with Abraham and because of the prayer and the intercession to save them from what was going to destroy all those cities and all those people. And in Genesis 19:17, it says, it came to pass when they brought him forth abroad, the angels brought Lot and his family, his wife, his kids, escape for your life. Look not behind you. Everybody say, look not behind you. He said, neither stay in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. Everybody say, look not behind you. Now, why would he say that? Why would he say, don't look behind you?
Don't dwell on the past.
Don't look, because whether they know it or not, all that's history. It's gone. It's done. He said, don't look behind you. Verse 26, but what happened? But his wife looked back from behind him and became a pillar of salt. What'd she do? She looked back. Well, now, when the Lord tells you don't look back, should you treat that as just a nice idea? Optional?
No.
When the Lord says, don't look back. Now, a lot of people would try to say, well, man, when you're hearing all the commotion and all the destruction and who knows what all, how could you help not looking back? Well, it's your choice. They did. Lot didn't do it. The other ones didn't do it. She did. And when she looked back, what should have been a moment in her life became the rest of her life. Can you see that?
Yes.
Looking back can freeze you in time. And her family went on without her. Life went on without her. Can you see this?
Yes, I can.
Went on without her. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. It's history. Yeah, but you don't know what happened. It's history. Isn't it? Well, I can't help but think about it. That's a lie. That is absolutely a lie. You choose to think about it.
That's right.
Somebody said out loud, my mind,
is my mind.
I have the mind of Christ. That means I don't have to think on anything.
Amen.
I choose not to think on. Didn't the Bible say, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, bringing into captivity every thought. Can you do it?
Yes.
Obviously we can. It's a fight. It's a battle. Every day, things are vying for your mind. There are many voices in the world. But when she decided to look back, when the Lord told her, don't look back, what should have been a moment in her life became the end of her life. The rest of her life. And she couldn't go on. Could go no further. Was frozen in time. Immobilized. Nobody has to do that. But millions have. In some form or fashion. Somebody say, by the grace of God,
I will not look back.
I will not sorrow.
I will not mourn.
If you're looking back to the problem, to the destruction, to the failure, you're not going to have any joy. You're not going to have any peace. But if you're looking forward,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The path of the just gets brighter and brighter. If you're looking forward, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If you can't think of anything else to shout about, you can shout about that every day. Is that right? But there's a whole lot to shout about in this life. The rest of the plan of God. But you can't move forward looking back. You can't see your healing looking at the symptoms and at the bad report. You can't see your needs met looking at the bills. You can't see the miracle looking at the problem. You can't see your forgiveness and righteousness looking at your mistakes. It's a choice not to look at the things that are seen, not to be carnally minded, but to be spiritually minded. It's a choice. I said, it's a choice. I'm looking at healing. I'm looking at my needs met. I'm looking at me being made clean by the blood of the Lamb. Totally righteous, totally accepted by God because of what Jesus has done. Right? That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at following, finding His will, following His plan, finishing my course with joy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.